UN Humanitarian Coordinator John Holmes said the government's two-day-long halt in military operations that ended Wednesday was a valuable first step, but the United Nations would have hoped for a longer pause agreed to by both sides.
Now, it's clear that 48 hours was not long enough to allow us to get in significant amounts of more aid, or indeed to allow visits by humanitarian workers to the area. And unfortunately, it's also clear that not only did this not allow more civilians to get out, there seemed to be less civilians getting out during the pause than before.
Holmes told reporters Wednesday it is clear that the Tamil Tiger rebels of the LTTE, who control a 14-square-kilometer strip along the northeastern coast where the civilians are trapped, are not allowing them to leave.
So it's clear that the LTTE did not allow those who wish to leave, civilians who wish to leave the area during this pause, to do so. They seem to have been actively prevented from doing so during the pause, as they have been before.
The LTTE says the people remaining inside the so-called safety zone are their supporters and are staying voluntarily, a claim the United Nations rejects. Holmes said UN staff members, the International Committee of the Red Cross, and other aid agencies have spoken with many people there who have said they are being held against their will and are desperate to get out, and that the overwhelming majority want to leave. There is also fear that the Sri Lankan military will begin a final offensive against the rebels, which Holmes warns could result in a bloodbath. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.